You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. What would you rather have? Rabies or Yordan Alvarez's hand injury right now? Which is worse? I would say rabies still, probably worse. But Yordan's hand injury seems to be very debilitating right now.
I feel like rabies, at least with rabies, you'd have some answers.
That's true.
You know, like you're going to take the medicine and then you'll get better or I'll die. Like one or the other.
Clarity.
But at least I'll have clarity within a few days. Whereas with Yordan, I don't know how long this is going to last.
He's got rabies of the hand. Yes. Yordan Alvarez. This is the report yesterday from Matthew Kawahara. And this is, this is among, if not the most important things that the Astros have going on right now. The health of Yordan Alvarez. They need him back at some point. Yordan Alvarez, through an interpreter, said his hand is, quote, getting better, but he still feels it when he swings. Alvarez said he played with the hand hurting for, quote, a while, but it reached a point where I had to stop because the hand started getting inflamed, end quote. Alvarez said he's hitting in the cage and unsure of a timeline to return. He said if he's pain-free, quote, it could be tomorrow, it could be the next day, but we're going to keep working for it to be 100%, end quote. So in that quote right there, he alludes to the fact that, you know, this was yesterday, so he says, could be tomorrow. So I guess technically it could be today he comes back, or it could be the next day, or it could be the day after that, or several days after that. This is a frustrating thing, and I'm not trying to be selfish. I'm sure it's 100 times more frustrating for Yordan Alvarez himself than it is for any Astros fan right now. He wants to get back out and play.
No, and especially given the fact that, man, some things look like they're starting to click offensively here. I mean, Jeremy Peña's just been on an absolute tear.
Paredes.
Since he went to leadoff. Paredes, is the power is showing up. Christian Walker looks like he might stop looking like such a decrepit version of Christian Walker.
Yep.
Yordan coming back with a completely healthy hand, especially if the hand is the absolute real reason that he was playing as poorly as he was, that it was bothering him a little bit and it affected him enough that that's the situation. Look, we've got 2022. He was on the IL with a hand injury, had multiple issues with it throughout the season. Astros won a World Series.
They won a World Series.
So it worked out pretty well.
Small sample size, but every year where Yordan Alvarez has had recurring hand injuries that have kept him out of the lineup, that's the key. His hand may have been hurting the last couple of years, but that have kept him out of the lineup and put him on the injured list, they've won the World Series. And by the way, he's played a big role in winning that World Series. 3-run home run to turn the game upside down in Game 6. So it's all going to be fine. That's what we're saying. It's all going to be okay. Yordan's hand is among the body parts of athletes here in Houston that concern me constantly, like every play. Like, honestly, Nico Collins is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. The way his first few seasons in the league have gone, after every play, I'm going to be looking for a hitch in his giddy-up, you know, like after the hamstring injury. He pulled a hamstring scoring an 80-yard touchdown last year. And then we didn't see him again for 6 weeks after that, or 5 weeks, 5 games after that.
And honestly, Derek Stingley is still in this boat for me a little bit.
Yes, he is.
These are guys that have had continual issues with injuries in their career so far. And, you know, Derek Stingley played every game last year, and hopefully he just, that's what you see out of him. But with Nico, He is awesome when he's available. I just need him to be available for the entire season next year.
Yordan's hands, Nico's hammies. I jotted down anything on Stingley because his injuries have been all over the place since his freshman year at LSU. Amen Thompson's ankles became one at the end of the year. Remember when he twisted an ankle and he was gone for about 10 days, sprained an ankle? And then every time he would go down, there were a couple instances throughout the remainder of the season and in the playoffs where he looked like he landed wrong. He stayed down for a little while. He's their best player, in my opinion. That's another one. Like, Amen Thompson going to the floor, like, get up. Yeah.
I would add, if we're talking about ankles, I would add Will Anderson's ankles
definitely
to that list also.
Yes.
Will Anderson has had ankle injuries in each of his first two seasons.
Yeah, man.
And try not to make too much of it, but it's like both him and Nico, there's a little bit statistically that doesn't reflect how well they were playing because they had to miss time or were slowed down by injuries.
That's a good one. CJ Stroud's only had one concussion in his career, at least reported concussion, and it was during his rookie year where he missed a couple of games after that. Every time CJ gets hit, goes to the ground, gets hit upside the head hits the ground, I get nervous.
The one thing about the CJ was that was one of those hits where you totally think, oh yeah, I think a lot of people would get concussions there. It didn't look like he was a guy that's particularly, oh no, like sometimes a guy gets nicked once and it doesn't look that. I know we're not supposed to make judgments based on all that stuff, but you start wondering, okay, is the guy actually prone to concussions? CJ, for whatever it's worth, sustained that concussion, came back and ended up playing really well through the rest of the time.
He
and
did.
It wasn't. And he's had multiple hits since then that easily could have given somebody a concussion. So
yep.
I don't knock on wood. It's just I'm not all that alarmed. That honestly, until you brought it up right then, I hadn't thought about it. So thanks for that.
Now you're screwed.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Now there's some theories on the text page about the dead raccoon in the driveway. If you missed it, Ross Tucker in the segment that we did with him, was trapped in his house by what looks to be a rabid, skinny, mangy raccoon. And by the way, I showed Reggie and John Lopez the picture of the raccoon that Ross sent us. They're both, like, definitely rabid. Especially, Lopez is he's a wildlife guy, you know.
He's definitely
rabid. Stay away from that. Call animal control. Ross said that his nanny, the nanny for his kids, said that there was a dead raccoon at the end of the driveway earlier in the morning. There's some people here on the text page theorizing that maybe the dead raccoon was the one that Ross saw. He was just either, like, knocked out or playing dead, or that he was, you know, just that mangy and malnourished that he was asleep in the middle of the driveway and got up and walked to the backyard. I choose to think it's a relative of the dead raccoon and the dead, or a relative of the alive raccoon, and the alive raccoon is just walking around aimlessly.
Whatever the hell is, there's something going on with the raccoons in the neighborhood. Like, enough that you got to call animal control.
Maybe that raccoon he saw was the dead raccoon being controlled by the zombie fungus. So Ross has a zombie raccoon in his backyard. All right, so there we go. You look like the raccoon topic has tired you out right now. You're staring into space.
I feel like the multiple theories about potentially the dead wreck. I feel like that's where the series took a left turn.
Oh.
Like in the second season, they made it all about the dead raccoon. And
say
it
less.
Was, that's, it feel like they lost me. They
yeah,
lost
say,
me.
Say less. I will stop reading those. Are you excited for Brandon Walter tonight?
I am.
Okay.
Look, Colton Gordon has shown me something. I'm ready. I'm in the kind of mood for, hey, you're on this 17 game stretch. You're in Tampa where it feels like you're watching a minor league game anyway. That short right field is part of the problem. So last night the broadcast was grainy for a lot of us. And then you've got that short right field, and then you got whatever environment it's like with the Rays where it feels like you're watching a minor league baseball team, especially when Colton Gordon was on the mound. So it's a guy that you're not accustomed to. Yeah. I feel like this is as close to these guys getting an easy transition into Major League Baseball as possible is have Brandon Walter, lefty, coming off a shoulder injury from last year. Had once been rocketing up through the Red Sox organization.
Yep.
Very fast ascension from 2021 until he played in the majors in 2023. But he wasn't all that impressive when he got a chance to play in the majors. Had an injury, now he's going to get a second go at it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm excited for it. The ballpark... I don't know if it doesn't ruin the viewing experience for me. It's just a weird viewing experience watching a game in a minor
league. I'm watching through the net.
Yeah, watching a major league game in a minor league ballpark is just is a little strange to me. And yes, that short right field kind of screwing Colton Gordon last night. You know, he was dealing at that point. You know, he was that's what broke the shutout for Tampa Bay was the that little dinky home run that Cam Smith had a look on his face like, how did that get out of here? It looked like a pop fly to right field, and it just kept going and landed in the stands. It was weird.
I think there's a good chance that he'll stick around for a while because nobody does names that you wonder, wait, does that end with an S or not? Quite like Houston. I mean, going back to Owen Daniels and the multiple times he's been called Owen Daniel, mm-hmm. Kevin Walter, mm-hmm. Who was like 50% shot, somebody was going to say Kevin Walters.
Yep.
And now we have Brandon Walter, who's very similar.
He's singular, right? He's singular Walter, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Brandon Walter.
Walter with no S. Okay, got that. I'll probably screw that up at some point.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, A Spy with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow A Spy with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
John Lopez, Reggie Atatula, they are here. Crosstalk, sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing, each and every day on the program. Hi.
Howdy. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What's going on?
I was just enthralled with your raccoon conversation.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Ross Tucker. Ross.
Yeah, you'd be proud of us, John, because we told Ross he needed to call animal control.
Yeah.
And we thought that the raccoon looked kind of mangy. That doesn't look like a healthy raccoon.
That was that raccoon had rabies. Sean showed me the picture. There's no question in my mind.
Yeah, it is a nasty little creature. Yes. So
Ross didn't know whether it was a skunk or raccoon at first, so that's what we were dealing with.
Oh, I didn't tell them about that. Yeah, he couldn't identify it.
It felt like we were air traffic control trying to talk somebody who's never flown an airplane down onto the runway. Yeah. You know, like we're working with a pilot where you have to explain every little thing.
Yeah. I would have given him some leeway if it was a possum that he confused it with. Those are both sort of nocturnal creatures. Mm-hmm. You can't really tell. I mean, neither... There's no excuse. You got to know it's a raccoon.
You got to know what a raccoon is.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like this is the place where you go, you know, some people just, in order to become great in one area, they, you know, have some blind spots.
They sacrifice. I got a lot of blind spots, man. That is absolutely true. 100% true.
I just never thought it would be like identifying a skunk. You know what I mean?
Right. An animal that you probably were shown pictures of in elementary school.
At least Pepe. He was in that Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, yeah.
Area, right?
Yeah.
Like, that feels like this right now.
That's how Seth tried to explain skunks to him, was Pepe Le Pew.
Good eye. Good eye. I think that's the good way to go about that.
So what are we doing today, boys? What's the big question for the people?
So question of the day, if anything, what would you want to be named after you? Because it sounds like the city of San Antonio is looking at naming their airport possibly after Greg Popovich, now executive former head coach of the team.
Oh, he's El Jefe is what he said.
El Jefe Airport.
Yeah. Now that would be fun.
El Jefe Airport.
That would be fun. You're a San Antonio native.
Mm-hmm.
Are you good with the airport being named after Greg Popovich?
Yeah, I don't think it has a name.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's just San Antonio International.
There's space available, huh?
Why not? I mean,
they're not stripping it from like World War One war hero Jim or whatever.
Right, right.
I think a mountain sounds like that. That's a prop really.
Mount Payne.
Payne Mountain.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like a straight to DVD film.
Yeah. Mount Payne? Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I take it back. A river. I'd rather have a river named.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, having a river named
something natural.
Or a golf.
A golf.
The Gulf of Pain.
No, let's stick with River.
Just stay with the rivers, man.
Yeah. His name is perfect for this, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, no, Pendergast.
Pain River? Are you kidding me? Hell yeah.
That's absolutely.
River of Pain?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Although pains, rivers rather feel relatively serene, like it feels oddly oxymoronic.
Some are, some aren't, though. You got some raging rivers out there.
Pain River is just chock full of level 5 rapids.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Waterfalls and everything.
Yep.
Piranha?
Yep. Piranha and
crocodiles.
Crocodiles in the river. And piranhas in the river. Yeah, that is some river.
What about you?
Mine is actually, okay, it's not necessarily something named after me. Mm-hmm. This is something I always think of anytime I go to the Golden Nugget or I go to any casino, especially the ones that have a ton of like modernized slot machines.
Yeah.
I want a slot machine with my image on it.
Yeah.
That's like what the Wheel of Fortune. I want that more than being named after any mountain or river or building or airport or anything else. I walk around and I see, you know what? There's Dorothy in the Scarecrow. Yeah. The Wizard of Oz has one. Yep. Tillman Fertitta himself. He's allowed to have
Wheel
one.
Of
it's his casino. Wheel of Fortune.
Is the number one slot machine in the world.
Yeah. No, it is.
It's in every casino.
No, okay. It's in every casino. And I just did. I do a hit with the bull every morning.
Yeah.
And this was off air, but I had a conversation with Katie, one of the new DJs on the Morning Bull. We started talking about casinos. I'm trying to get her into gambling because she's not super into sports.
Yeah.
She said she sits and plays Wheel of Fortune slot machines for hours and hours and hours at a time. Yeah. So I would want a slot machine with my image on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
but a boat.
That's what you would want named
a
after?
Boat.
A boat. Okay.
I've like had an actual, like a type of boat?
Yeah,
or
like, well,
not an individual boat?
The Freedom Boats is a builder, a big boat builder, Bay Boats. They have a Bite Me podcast boat that they've created.
They did?
Yeah, it's in the name of our podcast.
So you're halfway there.
Yeah, halfway almost. There. I had a sandwich named after me once.
Oh, I did too. I had a calzone named after me at Nick's place. Yeah, the Cablanasian calzone. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm feeling a little bit like you guys are just, you guys were a little bit more cool about this than I was. You're like, this just says nothing big or whatever. And I'm like, a freaking river.
Yeah,
that's what I'd like named after. I'm glad I didn't go with my first choice, Jupiter. So that was, felt like that was a little too grandiose.
What's the biggest planet in our solar system? Pain.
All right, so if Houston was for some reason going to go the way San Antonio, like who would you nominate to kind of throw up there as putting the new face of one of these airports in Houston?
Okay, well, you immediately go to the big triumvirate of 34s, right? Like Nolan Ryan, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah.
Probably be Hakeem Olajuwon.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would think as long we're talking about sports figures, like
right.
That's why I asked about you, like how you feel about pop, because you don't. Do you see a lot of airports named after sports figures like that in towns? Usually, like government
imagine.
Or
yeah.
historical
yeah.
figures. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure San Antonio seems like I'm guessing they're all for it.
Yeah, he's probably historical in San Antonio.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah. Just five championships. Yeah, sure, yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, I would say Hakeem Olajuwon would be mine. Hakeem Olajuwon or Jose Altuve. Just to stick it to everybody who boos Altuve. Oh, yeah? Screw that. We're going to name the airport after
the
him.
Dream
like
Shake.
That? Look at that.
The
huh?
Dream Shake.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if I want the Dream Shake on my airport.
No, I meant
like an actual shake.
Okay. I thought you were like describing turbulence now as the Dream Shake.
I thought you were.
I'm flying into the Dream Shake.
Yeah, I don't want that.
The closest might be the Louis Armstrong Airport in New Orleans.
New Orleans,
so that's
that's
a non-political figure or whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
The old San Diego Stadium was named after a sports writer.
Who was it named after? Jack Murphy.
Jack Murphy.
Yeah, Jack
sports
Murphy.
Writer,
wow, that's huge.
That's big time.
Yeah, dude.
How about
one of the stadiums named after you if you're a sports writer?
Yeah.
Wait, you said John Wayne Airport?
Yeah, John Wayne Airport is out in, it's one of the, it's like
Orange
one of the smaller
it's Orange
airports
County.
In LA.
It's Orange County. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's the Orange County Airport is John Wayne. Yep, yep, that's a good one. That's the one Amy and I flew out of during when the world shut down at COVID. We were the only people in the John Wayne Airport. Us and a bartender. That was it.
You know what, though? That makes sense. Like Popovich is kind of, in terms of how big of a local celebrity he is and everything and what he means. Like John Wayne was like the part of just really when Hollywood became Hollywood, that John Wayne was one of the biggest stars. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mattress Mac International Airport.
Hey now.
He's
going to get something.
Yeah, he's on. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'll get something.
He's up there. Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. Now people are texting him with the name of my slot machine, Pender Pull Slots.
Okay, I'd play that.
Power Rank slot machine. That would be my pay. I'm a big Power Rank guy. All right, Crosstalk, sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing. We got to let these guys get on with their show. Seth, antibodies to you, my friend.
Antibodies, and good luck having your slot filled to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Love that. We are done. We are out of time. You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM HD2, Houston, an Odyssey sports station.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.